TCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the Internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And thank you for joining us on Crosstalk today here on the VCY America Network. Ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a treat today to get information that you're not going to be hearing from sources outside the VCY America Network. First of all, as we have focused a lot on this election 2020, according to the media, this election is over. As a matter of fact, it was the media that granted the title of president-elect to Joe Biden. That despite the fact that there are numerous lawsuits occurring in multiple states indicating voter fraud, poll watchers that have described extraordinary events happening at polling places, vote data dumps, missing USB cards, state legislatures introducing resolutions to dispute election results in their state, Dominion software reportedly accessed by both China and Iran. Last week, President Donald Trump, in all of this, pardoned his former National Security Advisor, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. And in speaking to matters of this election, General Flynn said this: if we don't get this right, our country is done. It's over. Well, the guest we have for you today on Crosstalk was granted General Michael Flynn's first interview, an exclusive interview following his pardon. With us today, we welcome Brannon House. Brannon is the president of Worldview Weekend, WVW Broadcast Network, host of the Worldview Weekend Radio and Worldview Weekend Hour television programs. Brannon's program is heard on our network just before Crosstalk. He's an avid researcher, author of several books, including Marxianity, Coming Religious Reich, Twisted Scripture, Twisted Theology, Grave Influence, and numerous others. Producer of the documentary Siege. Brannon, thank you for joining us here today on Crosstalk.
Thank you for having me, Jim.
Brannon, President Trump last week issued this tweet. He said, "It's my great honor to announce that General Michael T. Flynn has been granted a full pardon." And after that, there was a statement from the White House that said this pardon ends the relentless partisan pursuit of an innocent man, and said that Flynn should never have been prosecuted. Now, just days ago, you were granted the first exclusive interview with this retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. He served 22 months for President Trump as his national security advisor, and we'll get into some of his concerns. But how did this interview come about?
Well, I built a relationship with Mary Fanning, an excellent national security author and researcher. I became aware of her work largely on the cargo container system, the Club K cargo container system, a missile launching system. She wrote an elaborate report on with Alan Jones, her co-author, called The Perfect Storm. I actually sent that then to a friend of mine who at the time had 600 intelligence officers answering to him, and he looked at the report and he verified the report as being absolutely 100% true. And he was not aware of it. In fact, isn't that interesting, Jim? He listens to the radio show that is on your network, and here's this guy with, you know, 600 intelligence folks under his command, and he finds out about this, and then he gets the report from that I'm talking about and reading from by Mary Fanning and Alan Jones, and he vets it. And he said, well, if the guy's got all these intel agents under him, why doesn't he know this? Because they all specialize in certain areas. This was in his area. But once he verified the report, he began to give it to high-ranking members of Congress who have certain committees they oversee, as well as people with stars on their shoulder, generals. So he vetted her report. Well, Mary Fanning was vetting me. So she's watching me. She's listening to me. She then sees that I put her research in that of Alan Jones in my documentary Sabotage that people can watch for 1 hour for free at sabotagethemovie.com. So she sees that I'm going out there and I'm presenting her work and I'm presenting what's going on and I'm connecting dots, and she's just watching. She's just watching. And so over the years, she was vetting me. And then we became friends over the phone, and we have spent hours working together. And after being my guest many times and watching my work and vetting me, she then said, I think it's time for you to meet General Thomas McInerney, 3-star general, retired. He was over NORAD, Alaska. He was in charge of the nuclear weapons for the Pentagon. He flew as a young man over 400 missions fighting the communists in Vietnam, and I think he needs to come on to your broadcast. And so from there, then General McInerney came on many times. We talked off the air many times. And after he vetted me as well, he called up on Friday, and he said, I think you need to go live tonight. And I said, I don't think we're going to go live till Sunday night. He said, yeah, I think we need to go live now, tonight. And he said, I think we might have a special guest. So we went live Friday night and with Mary and with General McInerney. And then his friend, close friend, General Michael Flynn, called into the broadcast that people will see on the TV show that you guys will be airing on TV 30 this week. And then they can see it at WVWTV.com right now. You'll see my phone ring as I'm sitting at the news desk. And we didn't know if that was going to happen or not. We really didn't. We just were told it could. And sure enough, about a minute and a half into programming live, there is the call by General Flynn.
Now, Brian, give that website again so listeners can know that they can go there and watch us.
It's WVW, as in World View Weekend, WVWTV.com. So they just go to WV, as in Victor, WVWTV.com. They'll see the link right there. You can't miss it, the exclusive interview with General Flynn.
And we're going to have some excerpts of that interview here today. But General Flynn firmly believes he was ambushed by FBI agents.
Absolutely. And, in fact, later the Justice Department was saying, hey, this needs to be dismissed. You guys should have never been charged. General Flynn should have never been charged. This needs to be dismissed. And then, as you know, the judge, in just a really odd situation here, would not release this and just kept coming at him and holding this thing up. And, of course, President Trump gave him the pardon. And, again, then we got the exclusive first interview, which is very, very humbling. And I think General Flynn is now back in the fight. I think the American mm-hmm. people can be very, very happy that a man of this caliber, who, by the way, why was he moved out of the fight to start with? I mean, he became the director of the Defense Intelligence Agency, and he was nominated, by the way. He was put into that position by President Obama, and then, of course, apparently this same administration concocted to have him removed and then charged, as he was, to get him out of the way. Why? Because, as I understand it, General Flynn understood an awful lot of what was going on, and he needed to be moved out of the way because of what he knew, and he needed to be taken out of the fight. Well, with this pardon, he's been put back in the fight, and the American people should be very thankful. But I'll tell you something. As you hear these clips, Jim, my wife and I commented after it was over. In fact, she was producing the show live that night and kept turning her head to look at me from where she was producing at the screen. Mm-hmm. She'd turn her head and look at me in the news desk with a look, and I knew what the look meant. And the look meant, wow, because you will not hear a man that's angry or bitter, but you can't imagine what was taken from this man and what his family was put through. But he's not bitter. He's a happy warrior. He's a confident warrior, and he is on this.
And Brandon, with that being said and with that foundation, I'd like you to get to the content of your interview with General Flynn, because he said in reference, and looking at this election, this 2020 election, if we don't get this right, our country is done, it's over. What's he referring to? What is the warning that is coming from General Flynn that he expressed in that interview?
Well, you'll hear it in clip number two, and that is that China is involved in this. He's warning on Friday night, this past Friday night, he's warning live as we're broadcasting that China is involved in this, that they did not get the candidate that they wanted in 2016, and they were going to make sure that didn't happen again. So he's talking about China being involved and that China is becoming a great global power. Now, this is communist China that reportedly harvests organs out of people while they're still alive, that burns people while they're alive, that persecutes and kills Christians, and thus the underground church. And he's talking about China rising. And what comes out today? It comes out today that China, one of their companies, was involved. The parent company of Dominion Voting System received $400 million from a Swiss investment bank, meaning 75% owned by the Chinese government, the voting system that counts our votes. And he's on our broadcast, as you're going to hear, saying, can you believe this is who's counting our votes? How does this happen in America? So when he says that if we don't get this right, we're going down, we're going to end up like Venezuela. We're going to be under the control of communist actors, foreign and domestic, and we're going down. And if you like what you see in Venezuela, where literally in my documentary Siege at SiegeTheMovie.com, where they watch an hour for free, you'll see the middle class literally eating out of dumpsters, Jim, because of the massive inflation. This is what happens under communism, socialism.
And, yeah, we've seen the hallmarks of that. So share with us the clip, Brandon. Share the warning.
This first clip is General McInerney, retired general, three-star General McInerney, introducing his friend, three-star General, General Flynn.
Yes, I would like to, Brandon, to let everybody know that General Mike Flynn is going to join us tonight in the few days that he has been pardoned by the United States, by the President of the United States. It is a great honor for us to have him and for he and I to speak along with Mary and Alan about the treason that has been committed against this administration, this country, and this president. And General Flynn was a key part of that, that this threat that we are facing today did. So it's an absolute great honor to have you with us, Mike.
Absolutely.
And we must let America know what's happening.
Absolutely. With that, General, I am just going to give you the floor. I know you're on a cell phone, but I'm just going to give you the floor and let you speak to the American people. Thank you for joining us tonight.
So first of all, I want to just say thanks, Tom, for getting a hold of me and asking me to come on tonight. And Brandon, appreciate you connecting me in. I don't know what your audience is or who we're speaking to tonight, but I would tell you what's happening in this country should never happen. And we are going through, no doubt in my mind, we're going through a crucible of history. And if we don't correct what it is that's happening right now over the next couple of weeks, then I really hate to even think about what will happen in our country going forward into the latter part of December and certainly into the next month. I do not believe for a second that the country will accept Vice President Biden as the next president based on what we know to be probably the greatest fraud that our country has ever experienced in our history. I mean, what we're seeing, what I'm in right in the middle of it right now, and I will tell you that, first of all, the president has clear paths to victory. They have clear paths to victory, and they actually don't require a lot of courtroom action. What they require is they require a lot of honesty out of elected officials and, frankly, a lot of Americans who are coming forward and telling us their stories. I mean, the hundreds and hundreds of Americans around the country in different states, not just the swing states, but many, many other states that are coming forward with their stories and putting them down on affidavits as witnesses. We had probably 10 or 12 affidavits come in from one particular state today. And because there's been a number of threats to people, these particular patriots, they sent their photos in with their affidavits and said, put mine up at the top of the list because I want people to know that I'm not going to be afraid of these people that are threatening our country and our way of life. And so I say all that, and on one hand, on the other hand, as I just described, we have clear paths to victory for this president.
Brandon House with us today, airing clips from an exclusive interview with General Michael Flynn and his warning to the nation. He calls it the greatest fraud our country has ever experienced. More from this interview after the break. You're listening to Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, what were the flying dinosaurs?
Chris, the flying reptiles like the pterodactyls were not really dinosaurs. By definition, dinosaurs walked on land with bones different from the flying reptiles. But they're often in the same discussion, usually as being huge reptiles from the great age of reptiles. Of course, I disagree with the term age of reptiles. I think all animals were created during creation week. Flying animals on day 5 and land animals on day 6. But, there's a lot of evidence that these flying reptiles lived at the same time as humans. Sober historians of yesteryear described such beasts and even drew pictures of them. And the American Indians even drew pictures of the Thunderbird, and their drawings are similar to the Pteranodon. Make no mistake, Chris, the evidence fits the back-to-Genesis truth of recent creation of all things.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Our guest today is Brannon House, president of WVW Broadcast Network, host of the Worldview Weekend radio program heard on the VCY American Network. We're discussing his recent interview, an exclusive interview, a first interview granted following the pardon of General Michael Flynn. He's got a warning to the nation here regarding this 2020 election, and certainly a lot of concern as to where we are at as a nation at this present time. And the matter is severe. It is grave. And matter of fact, you heard in that that first clip, he called it the greatest fraud our country has ever experienced. But gives that hope at the same time, Brannon. He said President Trump has clear paths to victory. And, I mean, he meant that internally. And I want to point out, Brannon, this is not some dummy. This is not some wacko, not some extremist. This man was national security advisor for 22 months. He knows a lot about our national security. He knows about cybercrime. I mean, he's no fool.
A director of the Defense Intelligence Agency. The American people should look up what that agency is, what it does, what this man has access to, what he knows. The reality is he knew too much. I believe he knew too much when it comes to what the Clinton administration and some of these actors were doing, and that's why I think why he had to be moved out of the way as he was.
Well, Brannon, he was just making some introductory comments there and really a warning to the nation. But he also brought in the matter of China. And when we talk about this software and not only China, but Iran as well, I know he had some grave influence or concerns as it relates to China. Grave influence is your book. Some concern about China. What does China have to do with the way we count votes or tabulate votes or have anything to do with our voting system?
Well, there were indications that China, some of the parts in these machines came from China. There was already concern about what role China was playing in these machines. And so, again, we have to assume that because of who he is and now being pardoned and I think now being back in the fight, he has information. In fact, I even asked him a question in the interview, and I said, I know you may not be able to answer this, but I'm going to ask it. You know, it's kind of my job as an interviewer. And I asked him about the server and the raid on the server, and he did not want to talk about that. So, again, what the point I'm making is he knows a lot of information, obviously, mm-hmm. that he doesn't talk about.
Right.
Well, now today, what comes out, because, again, sometimes it's about timing, right? It's about timing. What comes out today, parent company of Dominion Voting Systems receives $400 million from Swiss investment bank, 75% owned by the Chinese government. So in this next clip, what we hear is, first of all, what are the chances does he believe that President Trump will get a second term? And then he moves right into the great threat by China.
So there's a lot of things happening, and it's all, to me, it's all positive. I was asked today on a scale of 1 to 10 who will be the next president, and I said 10, it'll be Donald Trump. It'll be President Trump. There's no doubt in my mind. There's no doubt in my mind that he won this election hands down in a landslide. Probably somewhere between 350 and 400 electoral college votes. What we have seen is over, and I know this, I mean, over the last probably two decades and probably longer, I could, you know, give you a little bit of a history lesson in that, but I won't. But over the last couple of decades, what we have seen is a complete shift in how fast I believe that Communist China, in their long-term plan, decided that to sort of move up their plans to become the global superpower, sole global superpower on the planet. And, you know, their sort of plan was by about the middle of this century that we're in right now. And I believe when during the last 2016 election, when they didn't get the candidate that they needed and the kind of ideology that they saw America moving towards, they were not going to allow 2020 to happen. And so now what we have is this theft with mail-in ballots, the theft with this software, Smartmatic software, and Dominion, these Dominion systems. I mean, these are systems that are not owned by this country. They're not owned by this country. They're owned by other, they were introduced into this country. I mean, how can we say, as the United States of America, how can we say that we accept a system that is not made in this country and not even in many cases the ballots aren't even tallied in this country. How can we say that here in this country that we accept that?
Brandon, this is astounding to many. I mean, saying that the votes are not even tallied in the United States of America?
Yeah, very shocking. And by the way, if I misspoke and said something about the Clinton administration, I meant Obama. He was appointed the director of the Defense Intelligence Agency in the Obama administration. So if I misspoke, I apologize. But yeah, that's correct. They're not. And look, this is, you know, very troubling. You're going to hear in these clips, he kind of apologizes. I guess in his mind, he sounds maybe a little frustrated or too mm-hmm. frustrated for the audience. And you're going to hear him apologizing for that. Yeah. But you can understand why. And it's sadly getting more frustrating because we are hearing, of course, from the President of the United States himself that he believes that his own Department of Justice and FBI is missing in action. And apparently, as we're on the air right now, Jim, we're being told, we're getting breaking news that there is no evidence of voter fraud that would change the outcome of the 2020 election, according to the Attorney General Barr.
Oh,
so,
my.
Really, Jim? I mean, come on. I don't know about you, but you're in your state of Wisconsin. Aren't you on the ground there to hear enough information about what's going on in your own state?
Yeah,
I mean, maybe we should put you up as Attorney General.
Well, you know, it's very interesting because of the, I mean, we see what happened in our state alone, where we have the two main strongholds for Mr. Biden. All of a sudden, we find that the clerks allowed for people to certify that they were permanently or indefinitely detained or confined because, and so therefore they did not have to show a picture ID as it relates to absentee ballots that were being sent to them and then returned to the state. There's a lawsuit that has just been filed in our state pertaining to the voter collection boxes here in the state. That is just one place alone, and not to mention the voter dump that we went to bed with one number and woke up the next morning to see the election completely turned with a ballot dump that just totally flipped not only Wisconsin but Michigan and other states as well.
By the way, all the states that flipped, General McInerney and Mary Fanning and Alan Jones were warning about what specific states would flip. They said these are the states that will flip. Now, how did General McInerney and Mary Fanning know this? Because in December 2015, Mary Fanning, who introduced me to General McInerney, who introduced us to General Flynn, and gave us this great humbling opportunity Friday night with his exclusive and first interview, Mary Fanning knew about this and exposed the issue of Hammer in December 2015. And other people say she's not telling the truth, and they're out there smearing her. Interesting, by the way, Jim, I got three phone calls, three communications from three different people, all within a few days, from tied to the intelligence arena, telling me not to talk about this. You're going to make a fool of yourself, that this software, this is all fake, it doesn't exist. Well, that's interesting. Some of them, by the way, wouldn't even use the name of the software, which is ironic because Hammer, Scorecard, the software that's being talked about, and there are many ways they were attacking the election, not just through that. They're able to do it, as you said, through ballots, Dominion voting machines, multi ways to do this. But some of these voting machines had back doors that allowed for the intrusion, and many of them were hooked to the internet. We're hearing from people like Patrick, former state senator from Michigan, Patrick Colbeck, that I've interviewed on my program. And so why is the intelligence community apparently not wanting the American people to know about this technology that was developed reportedly by Dennis Montgomery in 2003 to be used overseas by the military to keep America safe? But reportedly within the first 2 weeks of being sworn in, the Obama administration reportedly takes the software, puts it on servers at the FBI under Mueller. Interesting, that gets who chosen to investigate Russia, right? And then the FBI and these guys with the Obama administration are reportedly now using this powerful software that was developed in 2003 to keep America safe overseas, is now being used to surveil Americans, members of Congress, Supreme Court members. It's reportedly to steal intellectual property from major corporations. Where did that go? Who got it? Was it sold off? And who got the money? These are all questions. This big, powerful software program is now being used against the American people and reportedly the political enemies of the Obama administration.
Brennan, I'd like you to share with us your clip number four here, because I know that there's great concern about the censorship that's taking place in our media.
Yes.
I mean, the clips you're airing, the things you're saying, you're not going to hear from ABC, CBS, NBC, now even Fox, with its declining ratings and their true colors were shown on election night. But also just the very aspect that social media now, I can't believe the hundreds of times President Trump has been censored from Twitter compared to none for Joe Biden. I mean, there's a deliberate censorship attempt here, and this is something that Michael Flynn warned about as well.
And I'll play that clip. And, Jim, what's going on here that many people don't know is some of these outlets on the left and on the right are controlled by people, and people are being influenced who are controlled by different intelligence agencies. I know a lot more than I'm willing to say, but what I'm telling you is this is not new. This came out in the 70s, the Mockingbird Press, that the intelligence agencies try to control the narrative. And when you have a piece of software that they don't want the American people to know about, this is why I get three people tied to the intelligence arena saying, don't talk about this software. Well, why? Because they don't want to lose it. They've taken and turned it on the American people, and now you have people in the media who don't talk about certain things, such as what we're talking about today, because they're controlled. So now you have censorship of big tech, big media.
I'm anxious, and you probably hear it in my voice that I'm a little anxious, because I just cannot believe the media and the censorship that is going on. I mean, just look at what they do to the president of the United States of America. Look at what Twitter is doing to the president of the United States of America. I mean, it's infuriating to me. It's an abomination of the First Amendment, our freedom of speech. And frankly, for the president of the United States of America, the only means that he really has to be able to communicate is when he walks outside or he goes in front of a group of people, or he walks outside and talks to the press, or he uses social media to communicate, because the media is not going to allow him to get his message out there. I mean, the major press, not press conference, but the hearing that they had in Pennsylvania the other day, and if anybody had a chance to watch it, I mean, it was an extraordinary hearing with politicians from Pennsylvania senators on a panel, and the one senator that ran the panel for the state of Pennsylvania that listened to the hearing, listened to a bunch of witnesses, listened to Rudy, listened to Jen Ellison and others on their team, the individual that ran it was a retired military colonel, and he's now a state senator in Pennsylvania. And he gave, at the very end of it, he gave a really good short summary speech, and it was heartwarming because it was sort of a mom and apple pie that, hey, we can't allow this to happen in our country. We cannot, portray ourselves to the world as a third world nation. And it was a really, really good, closing speech. And what did Twitter do? Twitter took him offline immediately. They completely removed his Twitter account so people couldn't follow this guy. I mean, it's just outrageous.
We're talking with Brennan House today. These are excerpts from an interview that he had with General Michael Flynn this past Friday evening, his warning to the nation as it relates to this election 2020. More after the break. You're listening to Crosstalk.
This past July marked the 200th anniversary of the birth of Robert Sheffy, an itinerant circuit-riding preacher committed to proclaiming the gospel to the mountain folk in the eastern U.S. To mark this milestone, Unusual Films released a special restored high-definition edition of this powerful film, Sheffy. Through December, VCY is renewing a special offer, making available a combination pack to reach a whole new generation. This pack includes both Blu-ray and DVD and a digital download. Also included, the public showing rights for the church and schools in order to show it publicly.
While the normal retail is $19.95, during December, VCY is offering one combo pack for a donation of $15 and each additional combo pack for a donation of just $10 more. You can even obtain 10 combo sets for a donation of just $75. Call 1-800-729-9829. This offer ends December 31st.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. With us today is Brandon House, president of WVW Broadcast Network. And by the way, folks, I can look at this clock here. There is no way we're going to come close to airing the bulk of media material that occurred in this interview, but you can watch it at WVWTV.com. That's WVWTV.com, Worldview Weekend TV, WVWTV.com. Also, this Thursday night at 7 o'clock Central Time, we will be airing this over WVCY Television in Milwaukee. And some of you are saying, well, we're not in Milwaukee. Well, we also stream through our app, our television programming. So you can watch it that night at 7 o'clock, stream through our app at VCYAmerica.tv. Or that's streamed over the website, and then also we stream through our app. Those of you who have the VCY America app, just go to your app store and get the VCY America app. You'll find it there as well. But that it mirrors the TV schedule with our repeats at midnight, 5 a.m., and noon the following day. So, but it all gets underway 7 o'clock this Thursday night. Brandon, there is a concerning word that came up in this interview that you had with Lieutenant General Flynn, and it is the word coup.
And it's a word that General McInerney, three-star General McInerney, had used in our first interview a day after the election, airing over the VCY America Radio Network, coup d'etat. Now, again, you have to go study the bio of these men. These are not men given to hyperbole. And to have a general use that word, this is a coup d'etat. And then you have Michael Flynn, also three stars, follow up with his statement that he put out after he was pardoned by the President of the United States for a crime he did not commit. He says, we're dealing with an issue of a coup. So I asked him about that in our exclusive interview this past Friday night.
Absolutely. Folks, we're being joined, any of you new joining us, by General Michael Flynn. And General, you mentioned in your statement you put out the other day, thanking the President of the United States, you mentioned and you used the word coup. You mentioned we never again should allow this to happen to the American people. You used the word uprooted, undercut, usurped, or held hostage by a coup against our nation. Would you care to expand upon the word coup? Because I know General McInerney has used the word over and over, coup d'etat. I know you're not a man given to hyperbole, so I know that word did not make that into your statement you released for no reason. Would you care to expand upon the use of that word?
Sure. I mean, I think what we experienced over the last 4 years, and certainly in the late 2016, very late 2016 and early 2017 period, was a very strong effort to unseat a duly elected president and really try to remove Donald Trump by just political pressure, by technology pressure, by financial pressure early on in his tenure. Maybe to get him to just say, you know what, I don't need this, I'm not going to put up with it, and walk away. I think that there was some sentiment, in fact, I know there was some sentiment to maybe he'll just, you know, he's the guy from New York, he's never, not a politician, he'll just say, you know what, I don't need this stuff, I got better things to do, and leave. And thank God that he didn't. And that then lasted. When he didn't, that then continued, that effort continued to go after him in any way possible to remove him through some means, whether it was the fake Russiagate, you know, Spygate, or whether it was the fake impeachment, or some of the other, the kind of stuff that we're seeing with this COVID situation that we're having to deal with now. So that's the first phase, if you will. That's something that's been going on for years. Now we're moving into something different. So and not different in terms of it. This is still a coup in progress, But now it's a little bit different. And it's sort of they upped their game. When they lost in 2016, I think that there was a decision, and I believe this, but there was some type of decision to say, we're not going to allow this to happen again. I mean, all you got to do is go back and listen to some of the comments this past summer from some of the senior people that were, you know, that are part of this Democratic Party, right? I mean, Hillary Clinton won being, you know, I think it was back in July or certainly mid-summer time frame where she said, no matter what, Joe Biden should not concede. What are we talking about there? I mean, why would she say that in the middle of the summer, 3, maybe 4 months before an election? So one of the things that I do know from my experience, you know, in the military and in different places around the world is when your enemy tells you that they're going to do something, you better pay attention to what they said. And you better have some plans and you better have some ideas about how to deal with that if, in fact, that does come to fruition. Well, in this case, we have opposing camps in our political parties. And we know that the political party on the left is really way, way over on the left. Now, I have a hard time calling it or calling someone a Democrat or the Democratic Party. That's a name only, folks, because it's really the Democratic Socialist Party of America that has, you know, usurped and taken over that element. And they are a very loud voice. And so they're Katie bar the door assault on us, on our country and our way of life. And they're doing anything they can right now to try to pretend like, OK, nothing to see here. And Joe's going to be our next president here.
Brennan, I wish we had time for many more clips. We don't of General Flynn. But what impression? I mean, you have been studying, you've been covering this day after day of the software issues, the hammer and so forth. What impact did this impress on you, Brennan, when you heard from this general, this retired general now, who formerly headed the Defense Intelligence Agency, was the National Security Advisor for some 22 months for the president of this nation? What impression did this leave on you after you heard him pour out his heart?
Well, first of all, that he isn't angry and bitter, and he kept apologizing if he sounded too frustrated, and he wanted to leave the people with hope. And so I was impressed, first of all, by his character, that he did not want to come off frustrated and thus frustrate the American people. He wanted to give them hope, and he wants to be a happy warrior. But he also said, I'm still fighting. We're not going to give up. But you also said he also said there in that clip, this is an ongoing coup. But then what also impressed me was clip number 7, which is where he was talking about this has been an information operation, that they've gotten control of the media. They are trying to tell the American people, this guy's president, this is the way it is. They're not letting people hear the truth that they hear on Crosstalk because, again, they don't want this truth out. So this is one of the last outlets. These are one of the last outlets available to tell the American people truth, which, again, of course, is why, in part, he comes to our network, speaks to us, because Fox is in the tank now, so where is he going to go? So they're losing places where they can go and speak uninterrupted and pour out their heart to the American people. To counter the information operation are psychological warfare, he used the word psychop, that's being carried out on the American people. That's very chilling from a guy with 3 stars because he knows all about information warfare and brainwashing. And this is what he said. He said, this is what you see happening over in other countries. And maybe even our government would get involved in such operations to keep that country from going to the commies or something, right? But now it's happening right here in our country. In other words, Jim, the enemies are inside the wire.
Wow. And again, his warning, and we're running short on time, but he's saying if we don't get this right, our country is done. It's over. Brennan, I know that there are certain comments as well, and people listening today say, you know, we're without hope. You said he was trying to give hope. He didn't want to sound hopeless. He believes that there is hope. But people across the country wonder, what can I do? You know, I see these lawsuits. I see, you know, what the Attorney General of the United States just came out here, and he said, to date, we have not seen fraud on a scale that could have affected a different outcome in the election. Barr told that to the Associated Press. People ask the question, what can I do? Number one, we encourage people to continue in prayer regarding this. Prayer did not end November 3rd, but your other guest also had some points of action.
Well, he did, and the other general that was on was General McInerney, and then, of course, he then calls me up on Sunday morning and says, can we go live Sunday night? And I said, well, we were just live Friday night. We're normally live Sunday night, so we went live Friday night because the general wanted to, and we got this special opportunity with General Flynn. So I said, I thought I would take off Sunday night, being Thanksgiving weekend and all. He said, well, you can, but I think we got an important message we need to deliver to the American people tonight, so can we go live? I said, yes, sir. So we went live Sunday night as well, and here is a three-star general delivering a message I never thought I would hear in America. I want to warn the audience. It might be shocking to hear this on Crosstalk. It's shocking to deliver on our broadcast, because we would never want this such thing to happen. But here is General McInerney, three-star general retired, calling for this action because he believes this is the constitutional oath the president must have, particularly when the judiciary, as you're now seeing General Barr, apparently won't do their job. So be prepared for hearing some very historic and shocking words. This is what the General McInerney said to us live Sunday night.
Thank you, Brandon. And what really promoted me to call you in this was listening to President Trump talk on Maria Bartiromo today, this morning. And his comments, and he must have been on almost 45 minutes with Maria. But what startled me was he kept talking about fraudulent votes. And then I heard Rudy Giuliani talking about fraudulent votes, et cetera. It's not fraudulent votes. The American people must understand we are talking about treason. And why do I say that? Well, when you coordinate 6 to 10 states using cyber warfare to change the outcome of the election in favor of whoever you want, these are treasonous acts. These are just not fraudulent acts. They are treasonous acts because it means changing the government. And then when you add Russia, China, and Iran, foreigners in it, you complicate it and make it even more treasonous. So cyber warfare and the Dominion voting system, which we're talking about in Georgia and Michigan and all the other states, Pennsylvania as well, as the CIA rogue systems, which the Democrats stole, Brennan and Clapper, hammer and scorecard. Plus, we have, has anyone seen or heard about the FBI or the DOJ, the Department of Justice, investigating prior to this or where we are? And here we're three private citizens talking to you tonight, Brennan, and alerting to you, and you haven't heard from any of the Department of Justice people, FBI, et cetera. That is very worrisome. So that's why I found it was extremely important to get to you and get to the American people to talk about this. As a matter of fact, we had the CISA, which is the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency, Chris Krebs, who was fired about 2 weeks ago by President Trump, who says this was a perfect election. Please, this was the worst election in history of any democracy. And he comes out and says it was a perfect election. So you can see the deep state, the complicity to terrorism, and the complicity to treason, rather. Treason is what these people are doing. Okay, so what is... This has driven me to get to the American people so they know what they've got to do and what we've got to tell the president to do. The president has got to declare a national emergency, and that emergency he should base it upon his executive order dated September 12, 2018, a little over 2 years ago, in which...
I tell you what, let's just pause right there. We'll have a little bit further on that clip. Folks, we're also going to open our phone lines here today on Crosstalk. Our number, 800-733-9829. Your brief comments today. We'll be right back.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website, worldviewreport.com. This past Friday night, I had the distinct high privilege and honor of interviewing an exclusive interview with Lieutenant General Michael Flynn since he was pardoned by President Trump. In his first interview with WVW Broadcast Network, we got to hear from him for 30 minutes. This was set up with my friend, Lieutenant General McInerney, and Mary Fanning. They were also on the line. You can hear the entire interview that was given to us first at WVWTV.com. That's WVWTV.com, as in Worldview Weekend. WVWTV.com. Tweet it, Facebook it, email it, call your friends. Listen to the warning by this Lieutenant General Michael Flynn and Lieutenant General McInerney on how America is under a cyber attack and treason, and that this election has been stolen by Russia, China, and Iran, enemies foreign and domestic. For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House.
Election 2020, General Michael Flynn's warning to the nation. Again, you can see the full interview at WVWTV.com. Also airing this Thursday at 7 p.m. Central on WVCY television as well. Streamed through our app and at VCYAmerica.tv for that evening. Brandon was just airing a clip. This is not of General Mike Flynn, but this is a three-star general, General McInerney, as he is describing for the American people what to do. We have just about a minute left of this clip, and then we'll take some phone calls.
The president has got to declare a national emergency, and that emergency he should base it upon his executive order dated September 12, 2018, a little over 2 years ago, in which he declared a national emergency if there was foreign influence in our elections. And he also should use the Insurrection Act, because we have an insurrection building in this country right now when you look at BLM and Antifa, plus other groups. So it's important when the president declares this emergency, he must suspend habeas corpus, as President Lincoln did in 1861 and FDR did in 1942. When World War II started. The Democratic perpetrators of this, plus the Russians, Chinese, and Iraq, have not disguised this cyber warfare on America. As a matter of fact, they have been blatant about it and open about it, cocky about it, and all the things they've done and all the people they've employed, truckloads of people driving up and unloading. I saw pictures today of unloading mail-in ballots that haven't even been folded and put in an envelope. It's a printing press operation. Yet we have judges that are challenging that and saying that's not enough. And so that's why it's so important that this national emergency be declared and the president start arresting these people right away in this national emergency.
Brandon, this is a three-star general saying this?
It is. A retired three-star general. Go look at his bio. He fought communism, flying over 400 missions in Vietnam. He was head of the nuclear program. He was over the nukes in the Pentagon. He was in charge of Alaska NORAD. I mean, he was 16 and a half years as a consultant on Fox News until I guess they got too liberal. But, again, he's calling basically folks for martial law. He's looking at what these judges are doing. Many of them, by the way, there's a strong indication that they've been controlled and tainted by the surveillance that was going on. So the potential that people are being controlled because of the dirt that they have. So what he's saying is that people – so here's the action point, Jim. He's saying please contact the president at whitehouse.gov/contact, whitehouse.gov/contact, or tweet at his handle, Mr. President. 80 million of us want you to use the Insurrection Act to suspend the January Georgia Senate runoff and the December meeting of the Electoral College. So military tribunals, this is what you would hear if we had more time. So military tribunals can first be set up to properly investigate and resolve the cyber warfare of the election.
Wow. That's what he said.
That's what, if we had time to play the rest of it, that's what you'd be hearing. And by the way, he said Iraq, he meant Iran. China, Russia, and Iran involved. He's calling for tribunals to be set up, military, because he goes on to say our judicial system has become so corrupt.
My. Folks, you can hear that full interview is on your website, correct?
Yes, that one's there too.
Terry is calling in first. Terry, you're on the air.
Yes, Brandon. You must get first hold of Jay Sekulow of ACLJ and also Matt Staver of Judicial Watch. Run this by them about how this Emergency Powers Act should be done with habeas corpus and all this.
Jay is already involved. Jay is already a president or an attorney with the president, and so you can trust. And so good news, good news. Jay's already involved.
Hmm. Thank you, Terry. Let's go next to Mark. Mark, you're on the air.
Yeah, I think Michael Flynn's demise originated when he said, lock her up in regard to Hillary Clinton during the Donald Trump's when he was trying to promote his campaign.
Okay, thank you, Mark. He was a critic, Brennan, of the Secretary of State Clinton. He was a critic of her as First Lady as well.
Yeah, and it's political payback, but more Flynn, it was about moving him out of the way, I believe, because he knew what they were doing. I think he had lots of knowledge about what that past administration had been doing in the Middle East, who they were funding, who they were setting up, Islamic enemies of America.
Let's go next to Ruth, our next caller. Hi, Ruth, you're on the air.
Hi, I've been following what you're saying, and I want to descend into President Trump. But my comment is, I guess, and somewhat of a question, the other side has already predicted that President Trump is going to declare martial law, and they're inciting people to fight back and to riot and to be angry about this. Mm. And well, so I guess I'm just wondering, you know, is the tribunal, the military tribunal, going to help address this? Are we going to be looking at civil war?
Well, we hope not civil war. We hope not civil war, right? But you're right. The caller is very discerning. The Transition Integrity Project report put up by the Democrats ran multiple scenarios. One of them is what we're seeing right now, and that Trump would then carry out a coup. Well, how do you carry out a coup? You have a sitting a president-elect with a president-elect office and all the banners and the backdrop behind him with it sit, you know, written on there in the gold letters and the blue backdrop, president-elect office, right? And the media crowns him. The media tells you how it's over. He's the president. And then you have guys like General McInerney, General Flynn, Sidney Powell, and you have all these great attorneys working hard, Lynn Wood, and they're exposing this corruption, and they try to take it to the courts and see what, you know, get to the bottom of this. And then President Trump does something like this because that General McInerney is calling for, because we got massive corruption, right? So now the narrative kicks in. Who's carrying out the coup? President Trump. Reality is it's psychological projection. They're the ones carrying out the coup, but they already stated in their document this is how they would blame it. So now again we go back to that key word, information warfare, yeah, brainwashing the American people.
Thank you for the call here, Ruth, and we are less than 20 seconds left. I'm not able to take any further phone calls. Brennan House, our guest today. Brennan, again, how is it our listeners can watch that entire interview? Well over a few minutes over an hour, isn't it?
Yes, it is at WVWTV.com. And if they text WVW to 88202, they'll be on our text alert list and find out when we go live at WV. Just simply text WVW to 88202.
Great. Brandon, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Jim.
Folks, continue to be in prayer. As we said, prayer did not end November 3rd for our nation, and to continue daily in earnest prayer. Lord willing, tomorrow Alex Newman will be joining us with further concerns here for our nation. Thanks for joining us today on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Take Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.